Another rocky week is underway for the fantasy sports industry. Bills in the New York and New Jersey legislatures would put the industry under those states' gambling code. And an industry tracker says the Boston company DraftKings did less business last week in its signature NFL contest. So, with all this turmoil and uncertainty, why is the Massachusetts Lottery looking for a piece of the action? WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports lottery officials want to test the waters.
The Massachusetts Lottery is the most successful state lottery by far. It's the Google to every other state's Bing. In a year, it sells $5 billion of scratch tickets, jackpots, and keno drawings. $1 billion of those dollars flows to the 351 cities and towns in the Commonwealth. But lottery director Michael Sweeney says it might be time to alter the popular recipe.
You need to know exactly what it is that's making the secret sauce work. And occasionally, even if it's been successful for 30 years, new times, new marketplace, it may be time for us to add a little more pepper to the sauce.
Spicing up the secret sauce would be some sort of fantasy sports product. Sweeney says he's intrigued by how fast daily fantasy sports companies like DraftKings in Boston have been growing. They let people make up virtual rosters of pro sports players and compete with each other for big jackpots. Most daily fantasy players are younger than the aging lottery demographic, Sweeney says, and most use mobile devices to play in these companies' contests.
They've hit upon an innovative technology to offer a new game, and I just think it's time for the lottery to really take a serious look at that and decide whether or not it's a right opportunity for the Commonwealth.
Sweeney got backing at yesterday's State Lottery Commission meeting to explore the market and identify what technology and resources would be necessary to enter the industry. By the end of the year, the lottery plans to formally invite the public and the private sector to come up with ideas. But considering how startup companies have grown to billion-dollar valuations in a matter of years, pushing aside technology giants like Yahoo, is 2015 too late to dabble in daily fantasy? State Treasurer Deb Goldberg says no. Her office oversees the lottery.
Now, fantasy sports is under a microscope. People will be working collaboratively through regulatory processes, the legislatures in different states, the attorney general's offices, and the federal government. So I do not believe that we will be behind the curve.
Goldberg says even with its limitations and the need to get buy-in from state lawmakers before expanding into new markets, the lottery has the public's trust. Still, she says she would be reluctant to see a digital fantasy sports offering debut that bypasses the lottery's brick-and-mortar distribution network. About 7,500 retailers statewide get a slice of lottery sales, averaging $38,000 per year.
I believe there are ways in which to tie in the retailers and to give them more traffic flow, which will impact their bottom lines.
However, any lottery fantasy game would not be designed as direct competition to DraftKings in Boston. Lottery director Michael Sweeney envisions more of a game of chance similar to scratch tickets, as opposed to the more skill-based contests currently run by daily fantasy companies.
How players are actually generated and how the public engages the selection of the team or the players may look fundamentally different, but we still think it'll capture the interest and excitement, particularly of the casual player who's not spending 8 hours a day, you know, getting the last statistics about how many footballs are caught during the third quarter of a rainstorm.
After all, the state lottery has one competitive advantage over the private sector. It legally can offer games of chance that daily fantasy startups cannot. To win a fantasy contest through the Massachusetts Lottery, you wouldn't have to be good, just lucky. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.